And it's August 6, 2026. It's time for another edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides, because it's Thursday and that's when I do this show, or one of the 2 days a week. It's flashback day, so we're going to flash back. But I'm also going to, well, maybe in a few days I'll read you a story about murderous U.S. bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I've been trying to read it today, but it's suddenly behind a paywall, and I'm feeling cheap today, so I'm going to wait. But we are going to be going back to June 20th, 2004, and you're going to hear a tale, part of a show anyway, which features our special guest, Hairman Ray, who is a, what did he call himself, an ethical anarchist, an individual anarchist. He's also a hairdresser in town in Santa Cruz some 22 years ago. It was, or my interest in it is in paying attention to Tad of Arcata, though Herman Ray is interesting to hear too. Tad is an activist who stood up against police misconduct against homeless and poor people there, wrote a lot about it. Haven't heard from him in years, and I don't know what's become of him. But we'll be able to remember him today if we listen to this. And, I don't know, commend him for the kind of courage that he had and his articulate opposition, which I hope gets replicated here in Santa Cruz in spite of the increasing push of gentrification down here. I'll just sort of leave it at that and let you hear the theme song and then roll into this June 20th show, which also has numerous articles about the then ongoing war. And of course, we have our new continuing ongoing war with Iran. Don't let the so-called ceasefires and Trump's claims of peace talks fool you. It ain't happening yet. And you have perhaps a change of power in the Middle East. That would be great, I would think, at least for my money, or for my peace of mind. But it's going to result in certainly some short-time difficulties for a lot of us, given the Trump's war on Iran, which he started, seems to be, without much forethought. But I'm not in his head, so thank goodness, what do I know? Anyway, listen in.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And as a special added bonus, because I wish I could say more about Hiroshima Day, but not really ready to at the moment, here's a song by David Rovix and Aitsuno called Whatever the Israelis Say.
Repeats whatever the Israelis say. Ah, 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 ah. makes whatever the Israelis say. Acting like a bunch of asses, chasing after a carrot, who know well in advance which line they're gonna parrot. Do these reporters use their brains, or are they only reserved when their boss is not invested with a mandate to preserve the mythology disseminated every lying day, as the Western media just repeats whatever the Israelis say. Meanwhile, in the reality ignored by the corporate press, every day in Gaza there's less and less food, water, housing, only raging occupation. Just 25 miles of rubble, part of what was once a nation, which is now just hunger, death, disease, while those who can pray, the Western media just repeats whatever the Israelis say. Oh, and the Western media just repeats whatever the Israelis say.